The following previews are of Graphic Audio Productions, rated for mature audiences due to scenes of intense violence and sexual situations.
Available now from Graphic Audio.
Eagles number 11, Pride of Eagles. The McAllister clan has traveled far and wide, but none has traveled harder than Falcon McAllister. Hired by a wealthy cattle baron, Falcon sets out from San Francisco for the town of Laramie with a magnificent Arabian horse in tow and rides into a storm of treachery and murder.
Now don't you go trying to be a hero, mister. I think maybe you better put your gun down and get out of here.
No, I don't think so.
I said, put your gun down, mister. Do it now, or I'll kill her.
I tell you what, you let the lady go and I won't kill you.
Falcon's words surprised the intruder, and he blinked a couple of times.
What? What did you say?
I said, let the lady go, and I won't kill you.
Mister, are you crazy? Do you see that I'm pointing a gun at her?
Exactly. And that's where you made your mistake.
You call this a mistake?
Oh, I do indeed. You see, you're pointing a gun at her, not me. I, on the other hand, am now pointing my gun right at you. I'll count to three. Then I'm gonna kill you.
I warn you, mister. If you start counting, I'm gonna kill her when you get to two.
And I will kill you when I get to three.
Already stalked by a vengeance-crazed Yuma prison escapee, Falcon is distracted by two beautiful women. A seductress with a voice like an angel, and a lovely widow with a gift for guns.
It's Kathleen!
Kathleen, is something wrong?
Falcon? Mr. McAllister, are you here?
Yeah.
Why are you hiding?
I'm not exactly hiding. I'm just being cautious.
Why, Mr. McAllister, are you afraid of me?
Why do you ask? Should I be afraid?
I would hope that you're not afraid. After all, I'm just a woman. I thought maybe we might visit.
Do come in.
Meanwhile, a second outlaw lays down a villainous trap. No doubt about it, blood will be shed. When and how is only a matter of one man's swift revenge.
Suddenly, eight mounted horsemen gallop down the middle of the street. They showed no sign to stop.
What in the world's going on? Is that a bunch of drunken cowboys?
I'll tell them to slow down, sure.
Edward started toward the middle of the street to signal.
Deputy, no! It's Johnny Purvis!
You won't want to miss 1 minute as Falcon McAllister blazes a new trail of adventure across the Wild West in Pride of Eagles. Outlanders number 42, Satan's Seed. Nazi time travelers have overshot their destination and are intent on conquering the remains of the post-Nukost world. Among them is the so-called world's wickedest man.
Who the hell are you?
My name is Alistair Crowley.
Crowley?
You know me.
I know of you.
I am Countess Paula von Schicksal.
Sorry?
I take it that name is not familiar to you.
Afraid not.
But you recognize the name of a fat homosexual drug addict.
Wow, he was famous.
Where are my friends?
The Nipponese and that colonial thug? They are right behind you.
Are you guys all right?
Hell no, we're not all right.
Why is a Nipponese in the company of two Americans?
Why shouldn't he be?
The Japanese are renowned for their long memories. I would not have thought they would ever forget about August 6th, 1945.
What happened then?
You mean you do not know?
Why should I? That was over 260 years ago.
The 200. Year. What year is this?
You're from the past. From World War II or thereabouts, aren't you?
The year and location.
The year is 2203.
How can that be? Lam said we would jump only a century ahead, when the Archons would be in control. That was the plan.
How did you get here?
You would not understand.
Does it have something to do with the Black Sun?
An away team led by Brewster Filboid keeps the Cerberus warriors alive against all odds.
Something is happening.
As they return to Thunder Isle.
Move, you dumbass!
In Outlanders number 42, Satan's Seed.
And now, our feature presents.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?